This week's USDA Crop Progress Crop Condition Ratings report continues to show a crop that is slowly moving forward in crop development. As of October 13th, 94% of the nation's corn was mature versus 89 average. Pretty much most of the states now are showing above average paces for mature corn. Harvest was estimated at 47% complete. That was 3% above expectations. And it's 12% above average, which is at 39% for at this time frame. Oh, looking at the states, Colorado, North Dakota, Pennsylvania are the three states that continue to lag in harvest progress. As far as crop condition ratings, they were left unchanged at 64% good to excellent. And at this point, conditions are starting to take a lot less influence as far as the market is concerned. Most are watching harvest progress. For soybeans, 95% are dropping leaves versus 92 average. Harvest for soybeans was estimated at 67% complete. That's up 16% from the previous or from the 5-year average of 51%, and that was 3% above expectations. So we're starting to see harvest move rapidly forward, and that's putting some hedge selling pressure in on the corn and the soybeans. Sorghum conditions dropped 1% to 44% good to excellent. And as far as winter wheat, we are now 64% planted. That's down 2% from the 5-year average, and it was a little bit less than anticipated. 35% of the winter wheat crop has emerged versus 38 average. And for sunflower harvest, we are now 14% complete versus 16 on the for the 5-year average. And pasture conditions decreased once again. They're down 3% this last week, now to 22% good to excellent. Subsoil moisture also saw a decrease of 5% to 43% surplus to adequate. Topsoil moisture dropped 10% to 38% surplus to adequate. In all, this, as we've mentioned, this report was likely just a little bit of a non-event as far as the market is concerned.
You've been listening to Farm Risk Management with Randy Martinson of Martinson Ag Risk Management.